Thy mercy, my God, is the theme of
welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
There is much confusion and downright error among many would-be gospel preachers in our day over the exact reason and purpose for which we are to preach the gospel. As a result, many errors have arisen and much man-centered foolishness has been set forth as being the gospel. The Lord created the heavens and the earth primarily as an avenue of bringing glory to his name. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. For thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. Everything exists for the purpose of bringing glory to God, from the smallest microbe yet to be discovered by man, to the vast expanses and reaches of the universe which shall never even be visited by man because of his frailty and inability. So too the gospel exists to bring glory to him who is worthy of all praise. The Lord told the nation of Israel, which was an Old Testament type of the true elect people of God, that he would deliver them and bring them into their own land, not primarily because of his concern for them, but that his name might be exalted. Many people get sidetracked into thinking that this land to which he promised to bring them is an actual place of dirt located on planet Earth. They cannot understand that this land, which the Lord is here speaking about, is a kingdom which is not of flesh and blood, but one which can only be entered by the new birth. This astonished Nicodemus, and continues to be a mystery to those who have not been given eyes to see and ears to hear. The Israel that he is speaking of is those whose hearts are circumcised rather than their flesh. This Israel is told that the Lord would take away their stony heart and write his laws upon the new heart that he would give them. The New Testament records this prophecy as fulfilled in the work of Jesus Christ in bringing many sons to glory. The entire work of the Lord in the behalf of his elect is to deliver them out of bondage and cause them to be a testimony to his glory in the earth. To this end, he paid the price for their sin debt, fulfilled every jot and tittle of the law in their behalf, rose from the dead as a testimony of the hope of the resurrection which he has promised them, and ascended back into the heavens to the right hand of his Father to intercede for them by his presence there as their mediator, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. The scripture says that every knee shall bow and all the earth shall render tribute unto him as the sovereign Redeemer when he comes together his people. Even so come, Lord Jesus. The only reason that we are to preach the gospel in the earth is to bring glory to his name, who is worthy of all praise, since he has redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation. He said, "And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me." He spoke this concerning the death he would die. But he also refers to the lifting up of his name or his exaltation in the preaching of the gospel, even as Moses lifted up the brazen serpent. If the preaching of the gospel is primarily to be done for the glory of God, then it follows that we don't need to devise clever means of presenting this truth. We live in an age when the vast majority of preachers think that the newest fads and gimmicks are useful tools in reaching the lost. Many churches have become entertainment centers, which are explained as making the gospel relevant to our day and time, as if the glory of God is not relevant. We have never been directed by the Word of God to reach the lost. God is able to reach men by the power of his Holy Spirit without the ability of men, and is presently doing so. If the preaching of the gospel is primarily to be done for the glory of God, then it follows that we don't need to resort to psychological methods designed to produce results. Many think that they can reason men into the kingdom of God. Clever methods and plans have been developed in the last 100 years designed to produce decisions. Some think that they can train men to be soul winners. The only one who can win souls said that he intended to save men through the foolishness of preaching. If the preaching of the gospel is primarily to be done for the glory of God, then it follows that we need to clearly and accurately portray the work of Christ as the only means whereby a man shall be accepted with the Father. What a glorious message of hope and comfort this is to awaken sinners. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Now unto the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. Do you rejoice in him?
For a free CD containing 15 of these radio broadcasts, send an email to forthepoor@windstream.net.